Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ken Jackson, CFO of Shaw Industries. Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to hear from you.
Yes, this is a little bit of a bittersweet topic. You've announced that you're retiring at the middle of July. You're stepping away after basically having two jobs in your life, right?
That's exactly right. Two careers. One with Arthur Andersen for a little over 15 years, and then with Shaw Industries, that's going to end up being just short of 25 years. Of course, the common thread between those two is definitely Shaw Industries. The very first assignment I ever got at Arthur Andersen in 1981 was doing the June 30th, 1980 tax return for Shaw Industries.
Yeah.
And that's really where I met the company and met the company's executives, and I've retained that job for all those 15 years at Arthur Andersen and then moved into this job.
Yeah. I mean, Shaw has done so well under your guidance from a financial perspective. A lot of people have looked at Shaw and said, you know, at the top you've got Hal and Ken and Randy and Vance, and it's like the four musketeers, and it's been that group for a long time. And now we've said goodbye to Hal and Randy and you. So Shaw is turning over and bringing some new people in, aren't they?
We definitely are. I was talking to someone this morning about that very subject. And, you know, one of the things I've always felt that everyone has to do in their job to be successful, and that is you've got to be sure you can train your successor. And if you haven't done a good job with that, I consider that to a certain degree having failed on a part of your job. We have done a good job, in my opinion, of being able to have our people step away as they go toward retirement, but always been in a good position to backfill that person. I think that's the case again this time.
Yeah. As we pointed out in our annual report, the May issue, Shaw Industries, from a revenue perspective, is the largest supplier to the U.S. market. Congratulations on that accomplishment. Let's go back real quick and look through some of the highlights. As you look back, what were some of the major accomplishments that you're proud of?
First thing I think about is how blessed I am that I've had two jobs that I've absolutely loved. One, that's probably kind of rare. Not that rare around here, because we have a lot of people that have 40-plus years, in many cases the only employer they ever worked for. But I've had the great opportunity to work at two great companies.
Well, one of the things I want to point out for sure is a lot of times a CFO will be somebody you hear from maybe on a conference call, somebody, you know, that's up there on the top floor, don't see much about them, but that's not been you at all. I mean, you have been customer centric. One of the key things I definitely want to talk about is this benchmarking thing you've done. You went out and met with customers. Generally, most of them were the aligned, but you had some of the buying groups as well. You would actually have your customers trust you enough to tell them all the inner workings of their financial information, and you got enough people to do that where you could benchmark one company to another, and then you could meet with them and give them thousands of dollars worth of advice about, well, you're too much money spent here, not enough here, that kind of thing. And it's been very endearing to everybody about who Shaw is and how much Shaw cares about the business, right?
It's the most rewarding thing that I've been able to do, honestly. We've had a lot of great accomplishments in our company, but just from a personal standpoint, Arthur Andersen was a client consulting business, and that's basically what I did. And then when we were acquired by Berkshire, all of the things that used to be associated with being a public company like Wall Street bankers kind of went away and created an opportunity for me to rethink where I wanted to spend some of my time. And honestly, Kemp, going in, it started with the Shaw Flooring Network, but it expanded tremendously from there, including I was on the phone earlier today with Jay Smith, who's the head of Floor Expo,
right.
And we did a huge job. Mickey Long and I would go meet with those. And by the way, it is a leap of faith for them to say, because I ask them, give me 3 years worth of your financial information and a questionnaire. You know, it's a pretty homogeneous group between the builder side and the multifamily side, so you kind of break those two things apart. And they entrusted their data to me, and I think we forged some great, great partnerships. Many of the people in that group have expressed to me over the years their appreciation for helping them. And then I think many of them today, honestly, Kemp, still use the tools that we went through and do their own ongoing monitoring using some of these financial benchmarks that we developed as a part of that process. And to see those people be successful, I mean, I remember the first question they'd ask would be, why would you do this? And my answer was simple. Number one, if you're successful, then we will be too.
Right.
And
yep.
if you're not, we won't be.
Yep.
And so why wouldn't we want to see all of our customers be successful?
Yeah. Let me just tell you, I did a leadership interview with you in Floor Focus in the January 2014 issue. And for my listeners' benefit, I've got more details on some of the things that you taught the dealers. So go there if you're more interested on that. So under your leadership as CFO, Shaw merged with Queen. You acquired Anderson Hardwood. You got in the turf business, and you acquired U.S. Floors. And you also took Shaw when they went private. You helped change the culture of what the company became, right?
Yeah, you know, the company had great culture, but one of the things that really changed was when we were acquired by Berkshire. Though they are a public company, Warren Buffett came down and met with our team and said, here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to widen the moat around your business. I want you to think about it like it's the only asset you'll ever own, and you've got to transfer it from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, and so on. I've been involved in a partnership, I've been involved in a public company, and I've been involved in a company that's owned by Berkshire Hathaway. And I can honestly say, of all those different forms of organization, being a part of Berkshire afforded us the opportunity to really think about our business for the long haul. And that's rare in today's world that you get that opportunity. So, yes, that was a great thing for our company and a great thing for me. I've learned my children would probably tell you they're tired of me giving them Buffett lessons because many of them apply equally to life as they do in business.
I've heard some of your quotes about Warren being in a no-strike zone. He just swings whenever he wants to, right?
That's right. He says, I'm playing in a no-called strike game, yeah. So he only swings at a pitch that he knows he can hit.
Yeah. All right. So let's, before we run out of time, I want to point out a couple things about you. You've been chairman of the board of the University of Georgia trustees for a couple years. You've been on the board for 13 years. You continue to give back. You've been on the board of the United Way of Northwest Georgia. You really do truly. You're a massive Bulldog fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a double dog, as they say, 2 degrees. And then locally here, working with United Way, I always felt an obligation to give back. You take from this community, so therefore you kind of have to give back to this community.
A couple last thing I want to mention. Obviously, next chapter of your life, you're married to Jody. I believe you're of the four we were mentioning earlier, you're the youngest person to be leaving Shaw. If you don't mind me asking, what, you 62 or 3, is that right?
62, and yes, thank you for pointing that out. Those old guys got out of here before I did,
yeah.
But candidly, you know, I'll say, what's next? We've got a son that's getting married. I'm going to stay involved. I think I've already set up a call with perhaps the people at UTC or maybe at Georgia. I would love to have an opportunity to get in front of either accounting students or MBA students. I love to teach. I think that might be interested. First thing I'm going to do is decompress.
Right.
I've got Mickey Long working on a pheasant hunt that we're going to do in September, and then football season's going to be, I hope we're going to have a football season. That'll be right in front of us, and just enjoy for a while and then figure out what opportunities may present themselves as we go from there.
All right. You've got two children. You've got Grant, who's a TM at Shaw, I think in Atlanta, and then you have a daughter you've mentioned to me about before, Jenny, who's an inner city school teacher downtown Chattanooga area, which has got to be, you know, almost a war zone sometimes, and so she's giving back in a big way. I think another thing you'd like to do is to go to Nantucket, don't you?
Love going to Nantucket.
Yeah.
Have a trip planned the end of August this year. Hope that we get to do it. I mean, travel is a part of what I've enjoyed doing, both in business and then personally, and I hope we're eventually going to get back to that at some point because that is something that we've enjoyed doing with our friends, and many of them are from here, so we look forward to that too.
All right. Well, last thing, you're handing the reins over eventually to Jim Kirkpatrick. And interestingly enough, he's been at Shaw for a long time. He's one of your first hires. And his father, George, ran manufacturing at Shaw. So he's a second-generation Shaw employee, right?
He is indeed. He started 1 month after I did. He was an Arthur Anderson audit manager in Chattanooga. We brought Jim in, and he and I have forged a great partnership together. There's a lot of great people here at Shaw, and Jim is well-prepared and ready for the job.
All right, Ken. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to tell our listeners about all your accomplishments at Shaw. Again, been talking to Ken Jackson, retiring CFO at Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.